With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker says it may be time for the United States to deal a crippling blow to Iran's oil infrastructure.
Well, that would hit them in the pocketbook, and clearly we've been doing exactly the opposite for the entire 3 years of this Biden term. I mean, we actually billions of dollars have flowed into their pocket.
Senator Wicker was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, an Iraqi militia leader downplaying the U.S. strikes.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, the news just isn't getting any better for Joe Biden. A new poll shows he has a problem with both Republican and Democratic voters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
The president's approval rating dropped to 38% in January, according to the latest Reuters-Ipsos poll. His job approval has been below 50% since August of 2021. While it's no surprise that large majorities of Republicans give the president low marks on immigration and the economy, he also faces resistance from his own party. 47% of Democrats say the country is on the wrong track. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Amazon Prime producing a very controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church will fight the government's plan to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they will present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. The Greek Orthodox Synod says while legislation is a job of the parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. In South Carolina, the state Senate has approved a major gun bill. Here's John Scott with more.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street ending on quite an up note yesterday. Dow Industrials gaining 134 points at 38,654. S&P 500 up 52 at 49.58. And over on the tech side for the day, NASDAQ was ahead 267 at 15,628. More details at srnnews.com.